You're listening to Culture My Pop, one of the few things the internet is actually ashamed of.
What the fuck is the internet?
On thingsdezsays.net.
You're not impressed.
Did you expect me to be?
No.
No.
We've broken the, what is it, like 10-month Doctor Who
reign
tradition?
We'll be back next
but
week.
I had to. It's Halloween, and you can't have Halloween without the Misfits. Love this song, man. AFI covered
it. It just sounds like noise to me, but yeah.
It is a great, great band. I know way too many Misfits songs word for word, I've learned the last couple of weeks.
I'll take your word for it. See, as I said, it just sounds like noise to me. You know how I feel about noise.
How dare you. But most people, to be fair, feel that way about punk rock.
This is a you and Steve thing. Is he still alive, by the way?
I don't know. What happened to Steve? We should, like,
send investigators out.
The buzzer sound's not queued up, but we should do
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, we should go and rescue him.
Back to 1994?
No, we should just go rescue him from his thankless job as a fry cook.
You don't really need the buzzer for that. Only I get what you mean. Your pan's on fire. Yes, my pan's on fire.
Here on Culture My Pop on thingsdezsays.net. Happy Saturday to your ass. Last night was, in fact, the best night, the second best night of the year. My two favorite days of the year.
What is the best night of the year, do you think?
My favorite night of the year is Christmas. I just like Christmas. I can't help it. I love Christmas. And I also love Halloween.
You don't do all that Christmas song stuff, though, do you?
I don't do the Christmas songs, but I just like spending Christmas with people you like and just... Yeah, people you're pretty fond of.
Yeah.
And just having a good time, man, and being all cheerful and shit.
Yeah, you know, wasting wrapping paper and throwing garbage away.
Yeah, and eating tamales if you're Mexican like me.
So do you guys don't do the turkey thing, correct? Or is that a Thanksgiving
thing? That's a Thanksgiving thing. Families,
because I always associate Christmas with turkey, because that's what we do here.
I wish we did that. I'm honestly not too big a fan of tamales. I love turkey, but I only have turkey once a year. On Thanksgiving.
And that's Thanksgiving, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, and, but I'm talking about generally, because you do the Mexican thing. But generally, is it turkey at Christmas, or do people generally not go for that?
I think it depends, but a lot of the traditional families like to do the turkey. They do turkey or they do ham.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I wish. See,
my mom generally does a roast chicken, which is fine with me.
That's fine. Sounds good, actually. Yeah. Anyway, last night, if you're recovering from your Halloween party hangover, we're glad that you put us into your ear holes. And hopefully
indeed.
We can entertain you for a little bit.
Better putting something else in your ear holes at this time of day.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's disgusting for us.
What? You're the one that read entirely too much into it. I was thinking of other podcasts that they could be listening to.
But speaking of reading into things, there are some quality ebooks available that you can read into.
Where can they go and find these things?
You can find these things on Amazon.com, Faraz. But
did you say Amazon.com?
I did. And there's a really cool thing you can do with Amazon.com. If you go to thingsdezsays.net and you click on what, Faraz?
Click it!
Click on the Amazon link. It'll take you to the Amazon.com that you know and love. And because you took that extra step, every purchase that you make will go towards helping our website out just a little bit. And I spent so much money this weekend on Halloween candy. God knows I need every penny.
he needs to recoup some of those funds that he spent.
Good thing is I live in a neighborhood where everybody is a teenager or a drug addict. And so
or a teenage drug addict
or dead. So we don't have many trick-or-treaters.
So basically you bought all that candy for yourself.
Basically I did. I mean, if there were some stray children that wandered by, I gave them some candy. But I made sure it was the candy that I didn't like.
Of course.
Like, I'm going to establish myself.
You know, you should be a dick about it and not smile as you give it to them.
I give them, like, the Tootsie Rolls and the gums. And
fudge.
The Blow Pops. Yeah, I don't like Tootsie Pops or those things. So I give them that. I got a mad granola bar game. I just hand out granola bars.
Granola bars taste like drywall to me. I hate granola bars.
There's one brand that I love. It's the Nature Valley brand. They don't sponsor us, but they should, because I eat those all the time. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Nature Valley.
See that again? You may be able to find these things on Amazon.com.
You can. I think, actually, I looked on Amazon once, and they have like a 36-pack of Nature Valley granola bars.
Amazon grocery.
There you go.
Wonderful thing.
Order it now. Order it now. Nature Valley.
Yeah.
You can.
But
you
do it through our affiliate link, because if you don't, then we're not going to be happy, and we'll come and find you.
And if you don't do it through our affiliate link, you can piss off. That's right. Yes. That's right for us.
Yeah.
So... this being
we are coming to the end game, Des, in Doctor Who.
We're almost done. The finale begins tonight.
The end is nigh.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Ready?
Did you say, am I ready?
Are you ready?
I am.
I said, for us, in London, are you ready?
You should buzz yourself, but yes, no. I'm ready.
I should buzz myself for that, really?
Yeah.
You're terrible.
But yeah, I am ready. Although I'm not, because that means we're going to have to wait another year.
I'm so confused. Is this the mid-season finale? Like, are we going to get more in March or something? Or do we have to wait until...
You can't really call something a finale if it's not a finale. That makes sense?
I've seen that before, though. Like, The Walking Dead does that.
Who cares about them?
That's true. They're dead.
Exactly. This is Doctor Who we're talking about.
That's
the
right.
Greatest science fiction TV show of all time.
Of all time!
Of all time! Bar none.
So, you're right. I don't know... I don't even know how to feel about...
We're going to get the traditional Christmas episode, because that's what always happens.
Right, because you guys are British and you guys do that, which I appreciate.
Yeah, we do Christmas specials. That's our thing. Because basically what happens over Christmas is everything shuts down and people stay at home and watch TV.
Yay!
That's the thing about Christmas, right? People, all right, maybe the teenage crowd or whatever, they'll go out, you know, to a club or whatever. But generally, people just stay home and watch TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the soaps do their, you know, big storylines over Christmas.
There's a big Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey are going to have their Christmas special, which I don't care about still, but, you know.
Come on, Fraz.
Nah, man, I'm not into that period drama nonsense.
How dare you?
Although I watch Sherlock, which is
sort of. But that's not even a period drama, because that takes place now in 21st century.
Exactly. Oh, that should start soon as well.
Isn't that delayed until, like, 2016?
It better not be. I'm going to be pissed off.
I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
No, don't say things like that.
Because, to tie it back, Mr. Moffat has been preoccupied with Doctor Who.
Damn you. Multitask, man.
Figure something out, man.
I want my Sherlock fix. At least give me a Christmas episode.
Yeah, or just do what everyone else does or what everyone wants you to do and just leave Doctor Who and write Sherlock.
Because that's what you're good at.
We're not going to be mad if you do that.
Although, to be fair, this season has been very good of Doctor Who.
There are elements of it that I've really enjoyed. But there's still a lot, and the season's not over, so I'm looking forward to going back and binge-watching the season and piecing stuff together.
They'll do. Right, BBC now, America do that a lot, don't they? They do these marathons.
Oh, tons of marathons. I'm pretty sure that's all they show on that channel.
That and Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
They might as well change the name of the channel to the Doctor Who Ramsay Channel.
Yeah, that's all they show. That and Top Gear, of course.
Oh, yeah. And then sometimes they'll show, what's that guy's name? That talk show host you guys like. Graham Norton.
Oh, I hate Graham Norton.
They have lots of Graham Norton on that channel.
It's those four shows. They'll do other things like occasionally, but that's basically it.
That's basically it. That's true. So anyway, they have a couple storylines that are kind of, I guess, getting ready to close up. We have Missy.
Well, we know a certain person's leaving soon.
Well, yeah, we know Jenna Coleman's on her way out. She's got to get written off, probably at the Christmas special.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that, because I kind of, she grew to like her a little bit, but that's just me.
I never liked her. I don't know. I didn't hate
her.
She's
getting a bit distracted, though, which is annoying me.
Yeah. There are some loose ends that need to tie up with Danny in terms of what his future is, because we've seen that he has family that become time travelers.
Yes.
They have shown us that, so they need to tie that in.
Unless they try and make a spin-off out of it, which will annoy me even more.
I don't think they'll do that.
Hey, you never know. You know how the BBC work? If anything to make money.
I think if they want to do a spinoff, the most immediate thing they should do is something on the Paternoster gang.
Yeah, and no, I agree with you there.
Moffat says he would like to do that, but he's, again, busy with Doctor Who and Sherlock. which is an acceptable excuse, I guess.
Indeed. Look, he's been, if he's going to delay Sherlock till 2016, this next season better be fucking good. And I never, you know me, I don't use those words lightly.
You have to write 3 episodes. They better be 3 fucking amazing episodes.
Yes.
That's all, man. Ah, I Miss love Sherlock. Sherlock so much. So, yeah, there's some loose ends they got to tie up for this Doctor Who season, including who this heaven person is, what this heaven concept is.
Concept is, yes.
I don't know who the... I guess we're supposed to believe that it was Missy who originally united Clara and the Doctor in that.
But we need to find out who this person is,
what her role is, and do you remember how they got together? By the way, that stupid episode with the Wi-Fi.
Dumbass episode.
It was another. I don't know. Like, it was a good episode on Saturday, but I thought the concept was very stupid.
He does this, like, he'll do one very, very good episode, like the one he did before, but then he'll change it and try and make it too complicated, but then it just becomes stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. The trees protect us from solar flares for us.
Of course, that's what Michael Jackson was talking about back in them days.
I guess that's what he meant.
See, Michael Jackson had the right idea.
The trees live.
Well, certain trees live.
Honestly, I thought he was going to try and do some weird concept where, like, the sun is angry at us. And the sun wants to burn
the sun. The didn't have his hat on that day.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the mood, the sun.
In a bad mood, that sun.
See, this is why I say I think Mark Gatiss should write more Doctor Who episodes, because I like his episodes.
I agree. I love his episodes. Him,
he's an amazing writer, so I think they should bring him on. Just let him write it.
Now, it's Halloween, the day after Halloween. And I say, if The Simpsons can do Halloween episodes 2 days afterwards, why can't we?
What do you think of the Simpsons Halloween episodes? Some of them are really good. Some of them are crap, though.
I like some of them a lot. FSX, which is the channel that did Every Simpsons Ever a few weeks ago.
Oh, I wish I had that.
They've now gone and done... they did a Treehouse of Horrors marathon last weekend.
Awesome.
And I didn't know about it until the day after. Because only then did Facebook decide to show me an ad for something that
Facebook
happened the day
before. Facebook usually does that, and it tells you like 16 days later.
Like, oh, by the way, your friend had a birthday like 2 weeks ago. You're a dick.
Well, if you told me at the time you're meant to, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, dick. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to have our own Halloween special here. We've got some things that I think
before we carry on with that, tell me your favorite Halloween horror episodes of The Simpsons. Because I hate those fucking aliens. They piss me off.
Oh, I love the aliens.
They annoy the hell out of me.
They're awesome.
Kang and I can't remember the other one's name.
Isn't it like Zook?
Oh, something like that. Yeah.
Kang. I don't know.
With their one eye.
Oh, man. I can't even think of Treehouse episodes right now. It's been so long because I've sat down and watched some.
I like the one where Homer tried to get hair, but it was Otto's hair and he just started randomly killing people. So having someone's hair will automatically just make you a murderer. If it's a murderer's hair.
By the way.
Just become them.
Have you ever been privileged enough to watch The Great Pumpkin?
No, I haven't. I don't even know what that is.
Are the English folk familiar with one Charlie Brown?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so The Great Pumpkin is that the Charlie Brown Halloween special. And ever since I was a kid, I would watch that special. And I like know it word for word at this point, but it's still just a Halloween tradition.
Wow.
And this year, I did not watch it.
Do you feel bad, Des?
I feel a little empty.
Yeah, is there a gaping hole in your being?
There's a gaping hole waiting for Lucy to kick a football through it.
There you go.
I can't keep myself together right now. I haven't watched Charlie Brown special. And I don't like the Christmas special because the song annoys the fuck out of me.
There's a Christmas special?
There's a Christmas special.
Oh, boy.
God damn it. Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to multitask over here.
This is what Des does. Just makes a bunch of noise.
I do.
Randomly.
I don't actually pay attention to what we're doing here.
He just talks and acts like he knows what's going on.
I pretty much my life.
That's what he does in class too. Tell me about this alarm clock ghost that you have.
Oh my god, I woke up on Monday to do the wrestling show, as we do,
at the correct time that he was meant to, that we were going to do it originally.
And my class was canceled, so I said, "Cool." I told Faraz, "Cool, my class is canceled. Let me get like another 2 hours of sleep, and then we'll do the show." He said, "Okay." So I told him, "We'll do it at 3 o'clock your time." So, me being in the stupor that I was in, I decided to set my alarm clock for 3 o'clock my time. So, Faraz, what was your reaction when 3 o'clock came and went?
I sat there and I sent a few DMs. Come on, wake up. I knew you were sleeping. All right, maybe he just, you know, messed up the time difference. Maybe he'll come at like a 4. So wait till 4. Still no Des. 5. Still no Des. My idea is we are 5:30.
I woke up like at 11. I'd be at school at 1. And I take the bus. So I had to like hustle, man.
This is why Des's timekeeping is off. I always get... Des runs on Indian time.
I blame ghosts for this.
It was a ghost somehow. In his alarm.
That was a ghost. It wasn't me being stupid. No.
And it wasn't the baby ghost.
No, that would be you.
That would be me.
I want to talk about France.
Oh, again?
It's too fun. First of all, there's a story. And the headline is awesome. Because it says, France, Halloween. Town bans clowns after assaults. Okay. Which is... fine.
Okay, firstly, what we are going to do is we are going to ban the clown costume. Fuck this it nonsense. We don't like the Pennywise.
Here's what I enjoy best. Here's what I enjoy best about this story. This, by the way, is on the BBC. The picture, they always put a picture up, and they put the caption. And the caption is my favorite, because the caption just says, evil-looking clown. That's awesome.
The thing about clowns is, right? A lot of people have an irrational fear of clowns. I think they watch too many horror movies, personally.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, of all the things to ban a clown costume, what are people going to dress up as on Halloween then? That's it. That's your generic Halloween costume. That's what people go for.
We will ban white sheets.
With holes cut out in the middle for eyes.
If you cut holes in the middle of your white sheets, don't even think about wearing that shit outside. Yeah. We're going to ban it.
We will shoot on sight.
Hey, mayor in the south.
And Des, don't forget if anyone is caught seen with a pointed hat on their head, that's it.
Oh, God forbid! God forbid! Oh, here's my favorite thing. I just saw this. A mayor in the south of France has banned clown disguises for a month, starting.
It's a temporary ban. It's got a 30-day suspension. The clown costume.
And it is starting on Halloween. So, God forbid, somebody on Thanksgiving decides they're going to dress up like a clown.
What if there's fancy dress parties that they have to go to? Then what?
I thought everybody in France was just a clown. Like a
clown, yeah, exactly.
Thing. Yeah.
That's so all they do is, you know, give balloons out to kids and things.
Yeah. So they're quarantined now. Basically.
They're quarantined. It's like the Ebola virus. It's just, yes. Yeah.
We're quarantined because of Ebola. They're quarantined because
they're wearing
clowns.
Clown costumes.
I'd rather that one. We do not want you to be clowns. This is not a good idea.
Why would you want to be a clown when you could be so many other things like an onion? Come on, man. We are French. Onions, garlic, these things.
These things are what we stress for.
Oh, seriously.
And then all of a sudden, somebody shows up as something much more offensive than a clown for us. They show up as a French raccoon. No, a Russian raccoon.
A Russian raccoon. Oh.
I am
the Russian raccoon.
You will be afraid of me. I am Russian and mean and evil.
And I want to be chased for 2 weeks because your police have nothing better to do.
Oh, man.
Halloween 2, the return of the Russian raccoon. I am from
Russia.
Instead
of baby food, he's graduated from baby food now. He wants something else.
I want the steak, bitch.
I want my steak, and I want it medium rare. He still has a gun, though, because he still wants to blow people away. And that's, you know.
The ban is in force in Vangoire, a small town near Montpellier.
Montpellier.
This is a decree, not a rule.
It's a decree.
A decree from Mayor Pierre Dundinindinindinir.
Dun 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 dun.
That if you have a name that you feel compelled to sing in the shower, you know you're French.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
The immediate aim is to prevent any trouble during a Halloween parade on Friday evening.
So okay, hang on. Whoa. Parade usually means there's going to be some sort of level of alcohol involved, right? That's what generally happens.
It's France, so yes.
There will be wine involved at some point.
Yeah.
Where is there not going to be trouble?
It's a natural progression for us that you go to a parade, you drink
a little
wine. You
dress up as a clown and you're going to cause trouble.
That's what they do. That's what French people do for fun, right? I mean, I'm not too up on French culture, but I think that's what they do.
Is that what happens at the big parades in the U.S.? You like dress up as, I don't know, Abraham Washington and just start declare war on everybody?
Abraham Washington?
No, Abraham George Washington. Start making offensive jokes about basketball players. See, no,
that's
my
like
headache.
Joke number 7 today in the list of jokes that you make that only I get.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best.
He wouldn't want, no, George Washington.
Oh, Christ.
You know, you know, someone's going to dress up as Kennedy and pretend to be shot.
67 years ago, I asked for candy and for Tootsie Rolls and nut
and fudge sticks, yes.
Fudge sticks. Oh, these French people. I love it. So, yes, if you're...
They have so many good stories, don't they, French people?
They just... I don't know why we don't look at France more for good news. It's just so fun.
Like, they seem like they act like they're the most snotty people in the world. Like, they're, like, so classy. And then they do something stupid like that.
This month, French police have arrested more than a dozen teenagers dressed as clowns. Can we please go to the French jail? It would be so entertaining.
Are people just sitting there in clown costumes? Oh, you got all sorts of clowns. You know, black clowns, white clowns, Chinese clowns.
Oh, I'm in jail. What should I do to pass the time?
What should I do to pass the time? Maybe I should offer someone my hand and then spray water in their face.
That must be the most entertaining prison system of all time. You just arrest clowns. Can you arrest mimes and elephants too?
Oh, mimes especially. The police is trying to answer questions. They're just opening them, just doing hand signals.
You have the right to remain silent.
Okay.
Cool.
I was doing that anyway. You know, they're like those, you know, those tricksters on the street that do card tricks. They're gonna arrest them too, just, you know, just for having cards in their pocket.
Is this your card?
Did you threaten to give someone a paper cut? Seriously, stupid dumbass French.
Dumbass French people. Oh man,
this is why the world hates them.
I can't argue.
Not because they don't go to wars and whatnot. No, no, nothing like that. It's because they do dumb shit like this.
Those French people.
That's what they talk about in the United Nations, by the way. That's a, you know, those French people. Have you seen what they've done this time? Huh? They just arrested a man for dressing up as a clown. Now they banned it in one town. How stupid.
Let's judge the French people.
French president walks into the UN and everyone just goes silent and stares at him. Barack Obama's judging him.
You are an ass clown.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, clown.
All right, let's go from France all the way to Beverly Hills, where yes, there are a lot of rich people handing out the most expensive candy. If you want to get a Toblerone this Halloween,
how much is a Toblerone, Des?
I don't know. I feel like it's expensive though.
I love Toblerones, by the way.
There will be one lady though who will not be giving away candy for us.
Oh,
this. Beverly Hills mother, her name, her actual real name is Rainbow Mars.
What?
And this is her name. This is what she is referred to in professional settings. Rainbow Mars.
Private investigator at your service.
It sounds like a Sailor Moon spinoff, to be honest.
It does.
Rainbow Mars.
Oh, she should be in, Bruno Mars should hire her and play in his band. Ladies and gentlemen on the keys, Rainbow Mars.
Bruno and Rainbow.
Yeah, there's a duet.
This woman who lives in Beverly Hills, she's rich and apparently crazy.
With a name like Rainbow Mars, you would be too.
Yes. She will be giving away worms this Halloween to children.
Is she from the bottomless pit?
I don't know. But she's coming to get you for us.
Parts unknown. Hey, worms!
This is apparently to increase awareness about the environment to children.
How does that increase awareness?
Because worms are in the environment? I don't know.
So why didn't you give everyone a butterfly then? Or a ladybird? I don't know. Worms, though. Was she going to sit there in her garden one night? Hey, I'm just going to dig.
She has commissioned a gardening team to bring her buckets of live worms, priced at $40 a pound.
She's flipping lazy as well. She could just dig in her garden and find them. She commissioned a... How much? Say that again.
$40 a pound of worms.
Expensive worm, isn't it?
This is crazy.
40?
I'm giving you worms for Halloween.
Trick or treat. There you go.
That's what terrifying.
You know, she should stuff it in people's mouths. There you go.
Yeah. The slimy scare tactic. This is, by the way, from the LA Weekly. Great newspaper.
Mm.
The slimy scare tactic aims to educate kids about composting, which Mars believes is the key to combating drought and global warming. Okay, that's fine.
All right, that's fine. You could have done that like any other time of the year.
You could have given me a pamphlet.
Right.
Why do you have to give me a live worm? Give me a...
How is that going to help rich. You? What I'm going to do is throw the worm away.
You're rich. Give me a giant king-sized Hershey's bar and stick a pamphlet to it.
Commission $40 a pound. I can't get over it. $40 a freaking pound.
The pound of worms. Who do you call and say, yes, I'd like to order a pound of worms?
Pound of worms. And who prices that? How do you price a pound of worms?
Well, you know, the rate of worms has really gone up of late for us. It's
the ratio of worm to soil ratio?
Try to break into the worm market, you know?
The worm sales are going to be on the stock market soon. The price of worms are just going up and up recently.
This whole last month has been an awakening to how bad the situation is in L.A. And
Last month. All right, so forget the rest
just
of the
month. Yeah, and we only have 18 months of water left, Mars said, citing information she learned in a composting class.
They did what?
With the environmental nonprofit Tree People.
What?
I don't know. This story keeps getting better.
We are the Tree People.
Are they French? Is that what you're doing?
We are the Tree People. We live trees. Amongst you all, but you never know where we are. But rest assured, if there is a tree in the presence of your home, we will be there.
They were like 5 foot. They were like 4 foot nine. Did you see them?
Even this chick's daughter is skeptical. She wanted Snicker bars instead, it says here.
See, sensible girl.
Yes, she's going to grow up to be normal.
Yeah. Aw. I hope her daughter's not in school or anything, because she's going to be bullied.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's going to be terrible.
Bless her heart.
She's going to be Worm Girl.
Worm Girl and Soil Boy.
Da-da-da-da! Saving the Earth from whatever it is.
They could be psychics of the Latrine Boy.
There you go. Oh, I'm just thinking something now. Ah, that could be the movie.
Latrine Boy and Friends.
The daughter says, this is not the time to try and educate people on Halloween.
Correct. Of course.
Correct. Give us candies and fuck off.
Like Dad said, if you want to educate people, there are better ways to spend your money.
Get some pamphlets done.
Join Twitter. You know, do these things. Go door to door.
Oh, God.
The tree people, though.
The tree people. I just went trick-or-treating, and now I want to start composting.
Yeah. Can you imagine a kid came home and said that to his mom? He'd wonder what the hell kind of sweets he'd be having.
What did they put in your moon pie, kid? I just love that story, man.
You know what she could do, though? If she really want, like, instead of get a couple of worms and then chop them in half, they still live. It's fine.
They do.
So she could have done that instead of getting 40 pounds worth of worms.
That's actually a great point.
A pound of worms for $40. How many bucks? Did she say how many she got?
It didn't say here.
I wish they did. I want to know. Just so I can make fun of her. Stupid.
All right.
Is this what I've got to look forward to when I'm going to come out to California?
Well, thankfully, we'll be in...
Crazy people like that?
Actually, you know what? Probably. Because we'll be in, like, the San Francisco area, and people are insane there.
West Coast Wispy.
# West Coast Wispy. Which we need to explain at some point.
We will. Once we get it up and running.
Okay. Staying on the spooky thing. This is back to the BBC now.
Okay, this story, I don't know whether to find this story kind of amusing or like Scooby-Doo or kind of disturbing.
You sent me the story, and all you said to preface it was, the fuck, man? I just want to share that with you, because that entertained me greatly. The headline for this BBC news story, China. Tomb Raiders arrested over ghost marriages.
Ghost marriages.
Ghost marriages. That sounds like a
Like a kid's move.
This is the ghost marriage.
Ghost marriage. Casper's going to get married eventually to Wendy.
The ghost bride ritual is now mostly practiced in rural parts of China.
Okay.
Okay. 11 people have been arrested in eastern China for allegedly stealing women's corpses for use in ghost marriages. Okay, why do you need the corpse if you're marrying a ghost?
Ghost? What is that got to do with anything? The whole point of a ghost is they don't have a body. They're spirits.
You don't
need the corpse.
You're adding an unnecessary element to this marriage.
Like, you could be happy and live in the presence of the spirit, and you wouldn't, you know, she won't stop you playing, you don't have to move the corpse if you want to play a video game, you know, sitting on the couch.
You don't have a corpse to hassle you when you hang out with your friends all night. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, you know, granted, you know, if you start messing around, then the spirit's going to come for you, but you know.
Yeah, that's marriage.
Exactly.
That's what you signed up for when you said I do.
Ooh.
I want to marry you. Can you imagine, like, okay, so you've been, you know, I've been dating this ghost for like 3 years. I don't know.
How do you explain it to your friends? Dude, man, I got to tell you something. Man, I fell in love with this girl, but there's something about her, man. There's something about her that you might not appreciate, man.
I mean, she puts up this act for us, but like, I can see right through her, you know? It's like...
She will walk through walls for me.
Oh, fuck.
She will literally run through a brick wall just to make me happy.
Just imagine the day that you have to tell your friends that you're going to propose to your ghost girlfriend. You get down on one knee and it's like, you know, it's...
Yo, dude, hang on. Wait, who are you talking to, man? Just hang on.
Oh, God.
Gets down on one knee. As a ring?
Yeah, he puts the knee, the ring onto thin air.
The ring just drops down.
Fuck. I'm in love with this ghost, man. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I can't help it.
I don't know where to go. Like, who do I talk to about this?
There's no support group for this. Not even the internet supports this. I don't know.
I bet it does. I bet there's some website out there.
Do you want to marry a ghost? Click here.
Is there a special ghost in your life? Do you need to express your... Do you need to show this ghost what? Do you want to show her love?
They should make Viagra so that you could
instead
pleasure
of a blue
your
pill,
ghost.
It's like a translucent pill you can see right through it.
Are you tired of just rocking the physical world? With this pill, you can pleasure the spirit world too.
the ghost marriage. So go on. There must be more to it.
There's it's actually pretty creepy. The ghost marriage ritual requires bachelors who have died to be buried next to a woman's body so that he won't be alone in the afterlife.
So why don't they just bury... They must have a parent, a mother, or a sister?
Why do you have to dig them back up?
It's a ghost!
It's an increasingly rare practice in modern China. You think?
No kidding, Sherlock.
Yeah.
It would never happen in California or Texas. See, I bet it would happen in Texas or Arkansas or something like that.
It was such a Texas thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ghosts.
Ghost marriage. I still love
ghost
that. They should make a movie called Ghost Bride.
Oh, I'm sure there is one somewhere. I think there's an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode with that kind of thing. Mm. The guy, dude has a ghost girlfriend. She's just there. But then when they go to the prom, she just wanted to have the prom date and then she vanishes.
Like, damn it.
I love Are You Afraid of the Dark, by the way. Great show.
Quality programming.
Indeed, they don't do stuff like that. Then they try to replace it with Goosebumps. Look where that went.
Hey, you leave Goosebumps alone.
The books were all right. I'm just saying, the TV show was crap.
Oh, man.
Did you ever read any of the books, by the way?
I did. I read a lot of them, actually.
Mr. Stein was a good little kids writer, wasn't he?
He was a quality human, that man.
Yes, R.L. Stein.
All right.
That was another fad that kind of vanished, wasn't it? It was like huge at the end of the beginning of this decade.
Yeah.
And it kind of just went away, much like everything else. I've read the internet. I wonder if there's a ghost marriage on YouTube that I can watch.
Ghost marriage?
Just to observe.
I bet ghost marriages are not interfered with.
If you have a problem with this ghost marriage, speak now or forever hold your peace.
If we mean forever.
Ever, yeah. One side of the people is just empty chairs. And then one side is a groom. So the bride side has no family. Just people, just empty chairs. People think there's ghosts there. Stupid people.
All right. Our last story is
a little,
little bit Ooh. Heavier. It's Halloween, or it was Halloween. So we're doing this for us.
We are doing this.
There's a thing called, what you sent me first was, if it was like an eBay ad.
Yeah.
Somebody was trying to sell.
It was like a blog post that someone wrote after they'd put the eBay ad up, just telling the story.
They're trying to sell a
Dybbuk box.
Yeah, it's called a Dybbuk box. I'm looking at the Wikipedia article here.
It's basically, and I'm going to explain it in a nutshell because the story is quite intriguing in certain aspects. Yes. It's basically an old Jewish box, a Jewish wine box.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is that there's demonic spirits or whatever in there, or can be placed in there, just locked up.
This one, apparently there was.
Yeah.
So there was this dude, and he had a box, and it smelled like cat piss. Apparently, I don't know, something. So he basically gave this box to his mother, which is where the story starts.
You bit getting and, quite creepy.
It got creepy, and a couple days after he gave his mother the box, she had a stroke, and he found her right by a. She was by a box.
By and the she had her stroke. The Dybbuk box.
Right next to the Dybbuk box. And all she could say was that she hated that box.
Right, okay, firstly...
Fuck, this music is scary.
Yeah. Firstly, right, we were reading the thing off it. Firstly, he started talking to her while she was having a stroke. Call the ambulance!
Why would you do that? Don't talk to you... Do you... What do you want her to say? Like, I'm having a stroke?
I'm having a
pizza?
Stroke. She can't move her face. What are you doing? Right. Call the ambulance.
So that's number one. She's fine. The mother lives. Okay.
Thank God. God rest. God bless her.
All right. Then.
No, I wouldn't want that. By the way, she's if that box is as powerful as people say it is, I wouldn't want that box either. Just saying.
Yeah. So then, this guy decides, all right, I'll give my box to my sister.
Sister, yes. What the?
And so he gives his sister the box. And she returns it 3 days later because... It was bringing on negative vibes or something. Okay.
Right, okay. Firstly, right. He had it in a store, and then, like, shit started breaking in the basement. So that's the first part. So he doesn't learn his lesson, firstly.
No. Then your mom almost dies.
Then your mom almost dies. All right, so I'm going to keep it. But no, I'm not just going to keep it. I'm going to give it to my sister. Like, what possesses it? Like, what's in your brain, dude?
What is in your head? So, okay, he gives it to his sister, she gives it back. He gives it to somebody else who gives
it. He also gives it to his girlfriend.
Nobody wants to keep this goddamn box. So he thinks, okay, I'm going to keep it at my house.
In your house.
So he starts to have nightmares. And these nightmares. He's walking with somebody that he knows and somebody that he loves. And then they become something entirely different.
They become a hag.
It's apparently described.
Hag.
Yes, it's described as an evil hag.
Oh.
It's a hag in a box. Is basically what
it's
this is.
It's a hag in the box.
Step one: put a hag in the box.
Box.
No wait, you cut a hole in the box. Step two: put a hag in the box.
The box. Hag in the box, baby.
My hag in a box, babe. Step three: sell the box to a Jewish guy.
Step four, give it to his mom. Okay, so and we haven't told them what he found in the box. Oh, he opened it.
No, yeah, there are some things in the box. Some items that are, I guess, are what are associated
to
with
said person or demon or whatever.
Yeah.
So okay, well, we might find some of these not relevant, but I'm sure they are in some way. There were two coins in there that we saw that we read.
There's some coins. There's a rosebud, a wine glass.
Is there a lemon in there?
Because there's a rosebud?
Yeah. Right.
No. Oh. And there's also a couple locks of different colors of hair.
So these are the things. Those are the two things I find interesting.
That's the creepy shit,
yeah.
I think.
One blonde, one brown.
Yeah. So this guy had the box in his house, and he started having nightmares. And he would wake up, and where he was attacked in the nightmare, he would wake up with those bruises.
Okay, so you could take this one way. Either way, he was thrashing around at night where, like, he was hitting himself.
Yeah.
Like, as he was dreaming. Or there's something weird going on.
I think there's something weird going on.
Yeah, there's too many coincidences, isn't there?
Yeah. Then he has his sister and his sister's husband over or whatever. And they all find out that they all had the same nightmare. When you all have the same nightmare and you all wake up with the same bruises.
And then his girlfriend had the same nightmare. He called her.
Yes. And then what does he decide to do? He decides to keep the box.
He puts it in fucking storage.
I'm going to keep the evil box. I don't know. You know, something could happen.
I'm going to put it in storage.
So he has the box.
So obviously the storage is outside his house, a shed or something.
He wakes up one day and he smells burning.
Smoke?
Smoke. And he decides that, well, shit, I'm going to go see what's in the box. He goes outside and he goes to the box and he says it smells like cat urine.
Cat urine. Cat piss. Dude's cat never piss. Owned a cat in his life.
Never. He put that in caps locks, in all caps. I've never owned a cat in my life, he says.
That's not to say there weren't other cats around, just saying.
No, there could be strays.
Yeah.
It's one of these things. I'm freaking myself out just talking about this. All right. So, he goes outside, smells like cat piss. He leaves the box alone. He goes back inside, and he's searching something on the internet or something.
Then he falls asleep, because that's what happens.
Then he falls asleep, because that's what you do when you're on the internet, you know?
You fall asleep.
He tired himself out.
The cat urine kind of knocked him out. He must have had some kind of powerful...
And he woke up, and he felt someone breathing on his neck. And he wakes up, and he's like, holy shit. Who's breathing,
Someone's breathing on my neck.
Yes. Huh. I say, this is not normal.
Oy vey.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
And he wakes up and he sees a giant shadow running away from him.
Wonder if it was that stray cat.
And that's when he finally thinks, okay, I don't want this fucking box anymore.
So let's count all these missed things. So, okay.
Yes.
He gets the box, takes it to his store, and things start getting smashed in his basement, right?
Yeah. Doesn't realize
what's happening. Then his lease gets terminated. We forgot this part. It's a coincidence.
He lost his store.
I think. Yeah, that was in the story.
His lease gets terminated. It cost him his livelihood, right? And he thinks, all right, it cost him his livelihood, and then he thinks, okay, I'm going to keep the box.
I'm going to keep the box. Not only am I going to keep the box, I'm going to fix it up, and I'm going to check what's inside, right? So dude opens the box and lets whatever is in there out, firstly, if there is something in there. So, then he gives it to his mom.
You give your mom a box with a pissed-off demon inside. Great gifts, dude. Son of the year.
What goes on in your brain? All right, so then mom has a stroke. So that's what, three things already?
Yes.
Then he gives it to his sister. Four.
Sister doesn't like it.
Sister doesn't like it. She tells the box to piss off as well.
Yeah.
Then my dude takes it home.
And he thinks, well, this box is giving me bad dreams. That's cool.
That's cool. I'm just going to invite people over while I've got this box in my house.
I love this dude. This dude's crazy.
This dude has a, I don't know if he's brave or has a death wish or what.
Or he's stupid.
I'm going for stupid, personally.
Yeah.
Okay. So then his brother, sister, whatever it was, auntie, uncle, I don't know. They all have the same dream he does. All right.
Yes.
He still doesn't get rid of the freaking box. He keeps said box and puts it in storage. That's like 5-6 things already.
Yes. This dude does not learn. And finally... craziness occurs, and he's like, all right, fine, I'll get rid of the box.
So maybe he wanted a ghost marriage.
He tried to... maybe that's it.
He wanted to marry the old hack.
All right, so dude tried to sell...
And then dude found it outside burning or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And smelled... Was it cat urine?
Cat urine. Cat piss.
Cat piss. But remember what happened when he bought the box inside afterwards? He woke up and he smelled lavender. Was it jasmine? Jasmine.
Oh, jasmine. Yes, that's right.
What the hell? This box has temper problems, doesn't it?
It exudes odors.
Yeah. What the hell? Maybe he was using a jasmine air freshener. I don't know.
And he just forgot.
Like, there are certain aspects to this story that are kind of creepy, though. Dude wakes up with bruises on him.
Yes, that is pretty terrifying.
And then the shadow thing. I'm not sure about all that, though.
I don't know about the shadow. Unless
it was the shadow from back in the day.
Yeah. All I know is it's a creepy-ass story.
Yeah. Okay, so if you ever come across a Dybbuk box, well, firstly, don't open it.
Don't open it. And don't give it to your mom.
Why would you... Don't buy it, firstly. If someone tells you, okay, it's a Dybbuk box, Just move away very slowly. Back away.
Say no, thank you.
No, thank you. Don't give it a second look. All right. Even if Scooby Doo is with you, it's all right. Don't, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
Bad. By the way, there was a movie made out of this. Pretty good movie, actually.
The
Possession. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so
I actually like it. It's kind of terrifying. Whew.
I bet. So just leave the box alone.
We were talking about this kind of last week. These are the stories that kind of make you think later on. And it's like, ugh.
These are stories that terrify me.
Because there's no vampires or zombies or... Because you don't... It's one of those... And you could be religious or not religious. I'm obviously a follower of Islam. And we believe in spirits and things like that. We do believe they are out there. So it's kind of one of those... Ooh, just got to watch out for these things.
Watch out for suspicious boxes.
Have you ever had an encounter with a ghost or anything like that?
I have not. I'm not a spiritual person. My mom claims to have had many an encounter.
Well, the old ghost?
The old ghosts.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy any of it.
Well, you know, I am a ghost. I'm a baby ghost.
You are a baby ghost. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't hide in boxes or anything, don't worry.
I hope your Halloween was plenty scary. I hope we've added a little extra, kind of kept the Halloween festivities going for you for a little.
We call it Halloween comedy.
It is. It is Halloween part two here.
Yeah, except for our version is better than the original Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween can suck it.
Have you seen that? Have you ever seen those movies, by the way?
I have.
They suck a lot.
Yeah, not the best.
Except for Buster, it's the only movie where the black dude lives, because Buster Rhymes doesn't die in the second one.
Yes.
The black dude lives. Don't kill him off.
Oh, man. All
it's right. The only horror movie where I've seen where the black dude actually survives.
I think that's a scary thing in itself.
Yeah, indeed.
All right, let's wrap things up. We're on a... Twitter at Des Delgadillo at the Wisp. Hashtag West Coast Wispy.
West Coast Wispy.
We've got the People's Podcast on Monday. If you like Men in Tights, check that out.
No Robin Hood, by the way.
No. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a review. Use the Amazon link on thingsdezsays.net. And be happy. Have a good time. Enjoy life until we talk to you again. Yes. And if you don't, well, then Farazin's got two words for you.
Piss off.